Hey, this is TA calling in from just shy of 5,000 meters on our Bhutan snowman trek. Sorry we missed you yesterday. We had a very full, very wet, very long day, and so pulled into our camp yesterday at about 4,200 meters after a very long 1,050 meter gain kind of trek, soaking wet, cold. It was a new we had new horse folks and some yaks join our team, so those transition days are always a little bit crazy as everyone's learning where to put all the new loads and things. So our ponies didn't really ever catch up, so we did our whole 6 hour hike without lunch, so we were pretty hungry by the time we hit. Fortunately, Robothong had a little shelter that's been built by the Bhutan Tourist Association, so that was lovely to get in out of the rain. And it rained all night. We heard there was a cyclone perhaps in the Bay of Bengal sending us this weather, so we expected actually to be in the rain again today, but the skies cleared just as we were heading off, which was delightful. And we had another pass crossing today. We passed a pass that was just again shy of 5,000 meters and then stayed on a high alpine plateau, and now we're positioned for another pass tomorrow morning, so that will be pass number 6. So this is our highest sleeping night to date, and right now actually we're all just sort of tucked into our tents, and it'll soon be dinner time. So oftentimes we have tea, which we did today at 4, and then people head to their tents to read and do puzzles and whatever else they do to occupy themselves, and sometimes nap, and then we have dinner around 7. We got resupplied in Laya, so we've been eating tremendously well throughout the whole trek, and doing pretty well here, drinking and breathing as you do when you're at a new elevation. And today we got some views looking over towards Lunana, which is the area that we're heading to next, but also some clouded in. The big majestic snow-covered peaks are hiding from us a little bit. We have we have about 8 yaks, I think, caring for us at the moment, and two of them are learning the ropes, so they're kind of exciting. They both wear little red earrings, little woolen earrings, to tell you that they're just learning, so they're kind of crooked and cranky, so stay away from them. And tomorrow we go over this big pass, and then we head back down to the thick air. So thanks to Hillary and Adrian for sending us the lovely text of the day and reminding us it was Canadian Thanksgiving. We've been telling folks about Canadian Thanksgiving, and thanks, Karen, for your text as well. It's always great to hear news from away as we're up here doing our thing at in the world of high altitude, and we're pretty excited to be snug and warm after a huge day of cold and wet yesterday. So all's well here. Looking forward to supper, and we'll catch you from when we can next get connection to the satellite. Take good care. Bye bye.